You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A Teton County resident is in custody following an active shooter incident in the region on Tuesday. Court records show a 23-year-old fired multiple shots on a cattle ranch. Police shut down Spring Gulch Road, which runs through a rural part of the county, and issued a warning for people nearby to lock their doors and stay away from windows. Lauren Uverick was having dinner at the Amangani Hotel nearby. Her family and more than a dozen dinner guests sheltered in place for almost 3 hours.
We were hoping it wasn't a hostage situation or anything. We're just kind of playing all these scenarios in our heads and hoping nobody was hurt.
Before the suspect was apprehended, law enforcement negotiated with him for hours. He's now charged with attempted murder in the second degree, false imprisonment, reckless endangerment, and property destruction. His bond is set at $500,000. The National Museum of Military Vehicles has only been open for 3 years, but it's receiving international attention and acclaim. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more.
The National Museum of Military Vehicles is bringing visitors to Dubois from all over the world. The travel review website TripAdvisor recently awarded the museum their Traveler's Choice Award. The award puts the destination in the top 10% of global attractions on the website. It's based on outstanding reviews from travelers. Museum founder Dan Starks says there's a good reason for those reviews.
We offer a completely unique experience. There isn't another museum that covers all branches of the military across multiple wars.
The museum also received the Innovation Award from the Wyoming Economic Development Council in 2022. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
The federal government has removed protections for more than half of the country's wetlands. The decision follows a long dispute over how the Environmental Protection Agency can control pollution and water quality in similar waterways. President Joe Biden wanted to expand the federal government's reach, but the Supreme Court dealt a blow to that plan in a ruling about a dispute in Idaho. Radhika Fox with EPA said during recent congressional testimony that the agency needs to move some regulations down to the state level as a result.
Our rationale for doing that is because we care very much about making sure that the entire regulated community has certainty.
Some conservation groups were disappointed, saying the EPA and Supreme Court are dealing a blow to clean water. Agriculture groups were somewhat pleased, arguing the new rule removes burdensome regulations, but say it's still too unclear. Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.